Hello, everyone. This is the Blackwater Music Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Ryan Lorchek.
I'm Alyssa Lorchek.
And wherever you're listening to us, we're so pumped you're here.
So pumped.
Yeah. We are recording a little later than normal. We had to travel back from Minnesota yesterday. Didn't get in time to record our Wednesday night show. So if you are hearing this show today, you've only got a little bit of time to get to some of the concerts we're talking about. So
Scott Stapp.
Yeah. Yeah. Lil Creed.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. So make sure you get ready, get your hair did, and head on down to the concerts tonight.
So
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What music right now would you say is dominating your Amazon playlist or your Spotify or your Napster?
I was going to say Pandora. I use that once in a rare while, too.
You still use Pandora?
Once in a rare while.
See, for some reason, Pandora for me is still on like the level of Napster or LimeWire.
There are certain playlists I have, or, you know, stations on there that I like, and I don't want to mess with creating a new one on Amazon.
So. I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, lately, gosh, it's been a little bit of a Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, boy.
And a little bit of Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
And, of course, some Metallica.
Wow.
Yeah. All over the place.
For some reason, I thought you were going to go a little softer than that.
No, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because now I should have went first, I guess. Yeah, I'm listening to like a lot of Lumineers and Gregory Allen and just some softer stuff, little folksy stuff like that. But you just really dominated me on the on the music you're listening
to. It's not about domination.
It's a competition.
It's and I win.
Well,
it's called I Win.
Okay. I know. I know you do. Don't really have, we kind of mentioned the concert we're coming up on, Tailgate Tour with Stain Seether and St. Asonia. As that gets closer, we may dive into a little bit more of their tour, how it's going, where it's been, stuff like that.
Yeah, this is making me realize we need to put some more shows on our calendar.
I know. But that's, there's a ton coming up. We just really haven't nestled in on any of them.
We haven't committed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we will. All right, why don't we dive into some of the concerts in Western Nebraska this weekend. I'll go ahead and start first. In Ogallala at the Driftwood, Friday, March 22nd. We have Victory Underground. They start at 9 p.m. at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on the Bricks, not the lake, the Bricks, Friday, March 22nd. We have Tim Zock, a 10 p.m. show. And then a really cool place we both like, the Upper Room in Kearney, Nebraska, has Swing 21. Live music from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Go
Sounds
ahead.
Sounds fun.
All you now.
All right. On Saturday, March 23rd, at the Other Side in Kearney, we have Uncle Hump at 9 p.m. He's a frequent player at the Other Side.
Uncle Hump.
Uncle Hump, yeah. That's all I got.
For Western?
Yep.
All right. Sounds great. Well, today, we kind of thought we would talk about some of the festivals that have been announced, confirmed dates, confirmed lineups, things like that. We are fairly new to festivals. We've been to outdoor concerts, things like that. Outlandia last year was our first full-on festival that we went to. However, we didn't do the full festival experience because we didn't spend the night there. We didn't go to the second day.
Yep.
Most of the favorite Our favorite bands were playing on the first day. We would like to really, this summer, get into a few full-on festivals, camping, whatever we got to do. Since we started doing this, we found out that there's a lot of festivals that, we didn't know. I wouldn't say a lot, but festivals we didn't know existed do exist. So a couple of them. This location is, this venue is really cool. It's called Country Drive. It is a golf course in near Ashland, Nebraska. They had a nice outdoor concert area. They were tired of it getting rained out every summer. You know, two or three shows would get rained out every summer. So they built a little, like, it's like a machine shed without the sides, basically. I think they can, like, fold down, like, you know, canvas tarps or whatever along the side if it is raining. But they don't have to cancel shows now. So, yeah, really cool area, all covered. And they have, they do a lot of concerts throughout the summer, which we'll touch on anytime there is one. But they also have a music festival. And those dates, it is the Country Drive Music Fest. And, like, when I clicked on this to see what their lineup was, I thought it would be, you know, someone along the lines of, like, a, what was that, Cactus Moon? You know, great country music locally.
Cover band, yeah.
Yeah, super good. But they've got Trace Adkins. Yeah, it is June 20th through the 22nd. They've got Trace Adkins, Justin Moore, Cooper Allen, all people that I've seen, you know, national, like national tours. They have single day tickets. They have multiple day tickets. Some of the info about this Country Drive Music Fest. They do have, they have vendors, and you, like, if you are a vendor of something, you can hop on their website. They have a boutique and a vendor fair during the day for the during the day of the music festival. And they have food and drinks at the music festival. Food trucks, a bunch of different varieties. The clubhouse will have stuff you can pop in and get. And, of course, alcoholic beverages. But really cool. I really would like to go over to this. It has some VIP things you can do. But it looks like a really cool thing. You can also camp out there. They do have camping options available.
Do they have glamping? Glamping cabins? No?
I gotta tell you, I'm looking at this.
Gonna have to rough it.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't see anything. But yeah, the lineup, super cool. I think it'll be a good show. Trace Adkins, Justin Moore, Cooper Allen, the Lucas Minor Band, Kevin Keith, Kaylin Saz, Reverie, Tegan Neeson, Silas Creek, Tim Zock, who is playing this weekend. Yeah, I think we touch on him in one of our concert recaps for the weekend.
Cool.
Or previews of the weekend. So yeah, really cool. Really cool place. Like I said, I've seen it. Get out there if you can. Very cool venue. And let's make sure we support it so it can keep being a very cool venue.
Definitely.
Do you have one?
I do. And when I was looking at this festival, because I've never heard of it before, I was really excited. So this is called the Playing with Fire Concert Series. And this year they're having it at the Pavilion at Gene Leahy Mall in downtown Omaha.
Oh, that's a really cool area.
Yeah. Dates are July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Might be a little warm. But this series is so cool because their goal is to bring together the Omaha community through music. And this is their 20th year, and it's a free will donation for all days. Yeah. And they partner, their charitable partner is the Blues Ed Youth Artist Development Program, which aims to keep the blues alive in our future generations. So how cool is that? I know.
That's
totally
want
to go. Yeah. So they've got three main acts each day. Most of them are bluesy type, but there's a little bit of blending in there. We've got a little soul, a little funk. And then on the last day, the there will be a performance from one of the Blues Ed band groups, the kids.
Stop it.
I will not.
Like a School of Rock type thing?
Totally.
Oh, boy.
I'm there.
No, that's super cool. And I think one of the cool things is you don't have to rough it. You can stay at the Embassy Suites or something.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up because they actually partner with one of the hotels in downtown Omaha.
Oh, hit us with it.
The Moxie. And they've got a special rate if you mention the Playing with Fire. So,
well, I think we'll have to take that.
No roughing it.
No.
With that one, you can get a hotel.
We'll take that offer up. You know? Well, that sounds like a really cool concept they have there.
Absolutely.
As more festivals get their lineups put together, we'll definitely include some more. Like one of our favorites, Outlandia. They have dates August 9th, August 10th, but they don't have the lineups yet.
Dang.
I thought I read somewhere that it was the 28th they were going to March 28th.
Announce. Oh, okay. Announce.
So
soon.
Unfortunately, though, there was one festival that I had looked at that I was super excited to go check out. I had never heard of it before, again, because apparently we didn't keep up very well. The Omaha Music Festival, the MAHA, will not happen this year.
Bummer.
Yeah. Instead, the organizers are talking, are taking 2024 to rework how they do the festival, the operating model, and they plan to return in 2025.
Okay.
So the board of directors voted to pause the festival for 24, citing a need, like I said, to rework their model. But they also said the industry-wide increase in costs for talent, transportation, labor, security, and insurance all played a big part in why they are doing a little pause this year. So hopefully they can...
hopefully they come back in 25. Yeah,
that would be nice because from the pictures, it looks like a really fun show to be at. So hopefully next year we will be talking about the MAHA Festival and a pretty sweet lineup, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hop into some of the Lincoln Live shows that are going on this weekend. So tonight, Thursday, the 21st, it is actually a sold-out show. Wyatt Flores at the Bourbon Theater. Mm. But, again, like I said last week, maybe someone pregames too hard for it. Pop on down there, see if anyone's selling a ticket. Show starts at 8, doors open at 7. On Friday, March 22nd, we have Danielle Nicole and Brandon Miller. That is, again, a 7 p.m. doors open show at 8 p.m. And you don't have a Lincoln show on this section, do you?
I sure don't.
All right, well, I'll just keep plowing through then. Looks like at the Zoo Bar, Friday the 22nd, we have Drunk Monkey from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Well, that sounds wild.
Sign me up for that. And then starting at 9 p.m., we have Ninja Funk.
Mm.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
What?
On Saturday the 23rd.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready.
Hit me with it.
Or Scallywags.
No way.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Love it.
Little rock blues band. And then also on Saturday, starting at 9 p.m., we have Andy William and the NE All-Stars.
Hmm.
Yeah. Looks like a little Latin jazz. All right. Now for some of the surrounding communities. We have out at Buck's Bar and Grill. This is a really cool little concert venue. We've been to it once, not during a concert.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got on March 22nd, Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys. Starts at 9 p.m. That's on March 22nd. March 23rd, Aaron Viancourt. Starts at 9 p.m. So that's out there at Buck's Bar and Grill. And that does it for the Lincoln and surrounding shows. Okay, so we were in the kitchen the other day, and the Alexa popped a story up about one of our favorites, but mostly because he was in the WWE a few times. Bad Bunny was suing a fan because they recorded a large portion of his show on a cell phone, and then posted it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Couple things. One.
How dare you?
How dare you? Two, who do you think you are? No. What is... I mean, I think we both know what our stand is on recording during a show, but what is your take on recording during a show?
I mean, snap a pic once in a while, take selfie, but the videos, especially if you're basically filming the entire thing, number one, you're not paying attention to the show. You're not getting the experience at the show. And that's the whole point. Like, mm-hmm. you're missing out on so much by doing that. But number two, you know, to his credit, that's copyright infringement.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do that without permission.
Yeah.
So
I think, you know, like we've said, when we were in St. Louis this summer this fall for Metallica,
mm-hmm.
we got really close to the stage a couple of times. So we got our cameras out for 20 seconds at a time, a few different times. When Kirk's just up there shredding away.
Just to capture a shred sesh.
Yeah. Gosh. Just a nice shred sesh.
I sent it to my dad. He enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That was it.
But what we didn't do is put it on Facebook because no one wants to see your concert video.
No.
Most of the time, you're far away. Music's all muffled. Now, you and I have gone back a few times and watched our concert videos, the Metallica ones anyway. Or you know what? Another one I don't mind recording, the beginning of Chutes and Ladders by Korn, when he's playing the bagpipes. I record 10 seconds of that every time, just because it's amazing. He's a great bagpipe player.
To remember it, to capture that.
Every now and then when you go through to delete a bunch of
videos.
Like, oh heck yeah, I'm gonna check these out again.
Yeah.
But I think that we've looked around at a concert and been the minority of people who weren't recording.
Don't have our phones out.
Yeah. And it's like, you end up watching through the screen the whole time too. You know, you're not even watching the band.
Yeah.
You're watching to make sure your video is good through the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that make us, are we old people right now yelling for kids to get off our lawn? Like,
I don't know, but they're missing out.
Yeah. You need to stop recording. I don't mind you do it a quick, like we said,
a little bit.
A little reminder of how sweet the concert was.
Yeah.
But I think that, no, you don't need to.
You don't need to record the whole show.
You don't need. And plus, like, what are you doing putting it on YouTube? It's not going to look great. Like, when we go on to watch our concerts in the evenings, we won't even watch someone's cell phone concert.
No.
It's like the professionally done ones. Like, someone else is doing that. Just go there and enjoy the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the music. Enjoy the show. All of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, I think, even, maybe.
So, if you have thoughts, listener, on whether you feel like that's acceptable, or, you know, give us your point of view. If you disagree, that's cool, too.
Yep.
Hit us up on our socials, at Blackwater Music Pod.
That's right. Yep. And if we like what you say, maybe we'll read it next week and discuss a little. Maybe sometimes we'll have a little user interaction at the beginning of our podcast. So yeah, get at us on our socials. Let us know what you think.
All right, let's kick off some of the Omaha and surrounding area shows. Just a reminder, tonight, March 21st at the Steelhouse, we have our good friend Scott Stapp, 8 p.m. Be there.
Can you take me higher?
That was beautiful. Also tonight, March 21st, at the Reverb Lounge, we have the Dream Machine at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Friday, March 22nd, also at the Reverb Lounge, we have Sun June and Wild Pink, 8 p.m.
That sounds magical.
Mm-hmm. Also Friday, March 22nd, at the Harney Street Tavern, we have Jordan the Ninja, 9 p.m.
Like, for real?
Ninja, for real. Yeah. Cool. It sounds awesome.
I always wanted to be one of those when I grew up.
Who doesn't? Friday, March 22nd. One more here. We got the Barnato Bar, and David Nail is playing there at 8 p.m.
That has popped up on my Facebook a few times. He looks pretty solid.
He kind of does, yeah.
Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Is that all you got right now?
No.
Oh, keep going.
I'm going to keep it going.
Yeah.
Saturday, March 23rd at the Barnado Bar, we have 1,000 horses, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to fit 1,000 horses in there. Must be a big place.
They've done it before, obviously. They've booked it.
Yeah. Saturday, the 23rd at the Reverb Lounge, we have Genie at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Little DJ dance type thing.
All right.
Saturday, the 23rd, Harney Street Tavern has Nice Up, 9 p.m. Sunday, we got two shows. One at the Steelhouse, that's Brian Culbertson, 7 p.m. And Barnado has Molada and the Humble at 7.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. At the Waiting Room Lounge, Thursday, March 21st, tonight, John Primer and the Real Deal Blues Band, 6 p.m., doors open at 5. Also at the Waiting Room on Friday, March 22nd, we've got Fontenelle Wake Sessions, Eba Rose. That is a doors open at 7, 8 o'clock show. That is presented by Midwest Elite Concert. We might want to learn about them a little bit.
All right.
And then March 23rd, Saturday, the Damones, that's a 8 o'clock show, also at the Waiting Room. Popping over, now, this place is called the Folk House. Really small, cool, intimate venue. Would love to get these guys on because it seems like a really cool place.
All right.
But they do a lot of shows during the spring and summer. So Friday, March 22nd, they have the Weary Ramblers, but they're at the Jocelyn Castle.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So they must kind of sponsor some. Mm-hmm. Again, I'd really like to learn more about them. So hopefully we can meet them. But they've got the Weary Ramblers, 7:30.
Cool.
Yes. At Jocelyn Castle. That'll be really cool.
Totally.
At the B Bar, we have a few shows. We have March 21st tonight, 8 p.m., Kevin's B3 Jam. And then on March 22nd, Nick Lytle and Grief Police at 9 p.m. Also, March 23rd, this is all at the B Bar, Citizen Steely Dan Tribute with Matt Wallace and company. A little Steely Dan tribute. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, I got one more. We've got Bushwhackers has a few events going on.
All right.
We've got Aaron Goodvin, Saturday, March 23rd. That is a 6 p.m. show. And Sunday, they have the Sunday Family Fun Day.
Oh, my goodness.
With the Honeytown Band. That is a noon show, so a little matinee concert.
That sounds like a great time.
Bring the whole family, it says.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
I don't know. We'll be up there. We got volleyball.
We sure do.
All right. Cool. I think that does it for the Omaha shows.
All right.
All right. Well, hey. Pretty good. What is that? Our second show besides our intro one, I guess.
Sure is.
Yeah. Second show. Pretty good. Let's going to continue to clean it up, tighten it up. What is our concert date night for this weekend?
Concert date night. So normally you plan a lot of our date nights because you're much better at it.
I sure do. Yeah. I sure do.
Credit to you.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I'm picked out. So I think Saturday night, the 23rd, going to have a little dinner in Omaha.
Okay.
Downtown at the Upstream Brewing.
Okay.
Got some good food, some good brews, a little pre-concert. Snacky poo.
Yeah.
And then we're going to head over to the Harney Street Tavern and see Nice Up
at
9 p.m. They're an Omaha-based reggae group.
Hell yeah.
Sounds exciting.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we would enjoy that.
Remember, if you do our date night, we don't have merch yet, but I'll promise you a hat and a shirt if you take pictures of your date night. So Upstream Brewing. Where was the concert venue?
Harney Street Tavern.
Harney Street Tavern.
Nice Up. Go get your reggae on.
Yep. Couple selfies. Send them to our socials. And we will get you some merch as soon as we actually have merch. We'll get it over to you. All right. Well, thank you for listening. I am Ryan Lorchek.
I am Alyssa Lorchek.
And that is a wrap for us.
Bye, friends.